Let's update the turbulent stock market. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. After the S&P 500 stock index fell to its lowest point all year, I'm looking at futures prices this morning that at the moment at least are pointing to some rebound on this Tuesday. Futures for the S&P are up 1.1%. Dow futures up 266, 0.9%. NASDAQ futures are up 1.4%, but we're still in what's called a bear market, a decline of 20% from a recent high. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Hi, David. Well, we indeed are. The other major indexes we watch, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, have been in a bear market for a while now. The Dow has now joined them. The S&P, which is a broad benchmark, is down about 23% from its peak. The NASDAQ, more than 30%. Rising interest rates can depress stocks. We heard from several Federal Reserve officials yesterday who made public appearances, in essence, shrugging off this market volatility, saying that they're going to keep raising rates, hold them high, until there are consistent month-to-month declines in inflation. In fact, Atlanta's Federal Reserve Chief, Raphael Bostic, said he expects to see a lot of volatility in markets until inflation is under control.
So no calming words there. And then there's this meltdown we've been covering for the British currency, sterling. A pound costs $1.08 this morning. I remember a moment in the 90s, I was working over there, Nova, and it cost more than $2 to buy a pound. But this is having global effects.
Yeah, it is. And economists have been blasting the UK government's plan to cut taxes and boost spending and borrowing at a time when the country's central bank is trying to bring down inflation, which is near 10%. The plan caused a plunge in the value of the pound. There are concerns that the pound could stay low and could stress Europe's economy. Already the euro is down because of fears of a recession there. Meanwhile, the dollar is gaining strength against these currencies. And the investment bank Morgan Stanley put out a report saying a strong dollar, if sustained, actually could also push stocks lower, David.
All right. Nova Safo, thank you. The 10-year interest rate U.S. is high at 3.82%, but that represents some easing this morning. And again, with currencies, 1 euro costs 96 cents today, and a pound costs $1.08. We're awaiting data this morning on home prices and home sales. With mortgage rates going up as the Fed moves interest rates higher to fight inflation, would-be buyers are backing out of some of the deals. The percentage of deals falling through is up 3 percentage points from a year ago, according to new data from Redfin. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
A 3% increase in the number of home sales falling through may not sound like much,
but that does represent hundreds of thousands of deals over the course of a year.
Taylor Marr at Redfin says in some parts of the country, 1 in 5 sales are falling through.
Mostly in the Sun Belt, so cities like Phoenix, Tampa, Vegas.
Places that people flocked to during the first couple years of the pandemic. Allie Wolf is with the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda.
We saw home prices rise really fast. Inventory levels were very low. There was massive panic to buy a home in these markets, and now it appears that the fever has broken.
There are a few main reasons more buyers are pulling out of contracts now.
The home came back with too many problems, more inventory, fear of the market, and qualification issues.
Some people who may have been able to afford to buy when mortgage rates were around 3% are priced out now that they're around 6%. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Under especially restrictive abortion laws, a handful of states consider an embryo a person. In Georgia, lawmakers have decided that means people can claim tax breaks for pregnancies. Susanna Capiluto with WABE in Atlanta has more.
Mia was a few weeks pregnant when she saw her doctor.
They saw a heart flicker, and they confirmed that I was pregnant.
Mia is a name she requested we use for legal reasons related to Georgia's abortion law. 2 weeks after that first visit, Mia got devastating news. She had a miscarriage.
At the appointment that they told us we were miscarrying, the doctor, it might have been the ultrasound technician, said, you know, just to let you know, I think you can still get this $3,000 since there was a heartbeat detected. And I'm just like, what? Like, I don't know. To me, that just seems completely absurd.
But it is Georgia law, As soon as the ultrasound can pick up electrical pulses, an embryo can be claimed as a dependent on state income taxes. But CPAs like David Wilkerson are wondering how it will work.
Right now, the federal government, it still does not recognize the child before it's born, and you have to have a Social Security number.
Wilkerson is also a state representative who voted against the law. For now, the Georgia Department of Revenue only issued guidelines. It says the $3,000 deduction for an embryo should be entered as other adjustments on the state tax form. Ed Setzler is a Republican state representative who championed the personhood provision in the law.
This bill balances the difficult circumstances women find themselves in.
But Adrienne Hills, who is expecting her second child next March, is not sure she'll claim the deduction. She says it feels like payment for more government control over her pregnancy.
Okay, so we're going to take away a woman's right to choose, but, you know, we believe so strongly in it, this, that we're going to, you know, give this tax credit. And so that felt very disingenuous to me.
She's also worried about medical records the state may request from those claiming the deduction. Officials promise more details on the tax credit later this year. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capoluto for Marketplace.
And three people have been charged in the case of a little sandwich shop in South Jersey that became a stock worth $100 million. A former stockbroker and two accomplices, one of whom is based in Hong Kong now and still at large, were charged in what authorities see as a stock price pumping scam. Paulsboro, New Jersey, one shop, not a chain, $100 million valuation. Some big investors had bought into this, including two big university endowments. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosa, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.